When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Korzenowski in for Chad Hartman. Oh, we're here with you until about 3 o'clock today. The Epstein story is probably never going to go away. But it's really, of all the Trump stuff that's happened since he's been, since he came down the elevator, you know, at the, in his hotel in New York back in 2016, was it, or late, or 15 at the beginning part of
15,
end of 15. This one is the most bizarre because I guess I don't understand how this whole Epstein thing. And by the way, we've all seen the videos of Donald Trump with Epstein, right? But a lot of people were there. And the mere fact that Donald Trump or anybody else is at a party with Epstein at his house doesn't mean necessarily, it certainly would seem to be, if I was at that party, I'd be a little concerned that people would think that I was doing that stuff too, and maybe I wasn't. I saw Kevin Spacey came out, and you know, did he get convicted? Did he lose that case with on that?
I think he was did not get convicted. I'm pretty sure.
Was it a criminal trial, or was it just someone suing him for money? But he came out, because apparently he's saying, I wish that list would come out because I want people to know I'm not on it. That's what he said. So I don't know whether he was rumored to be on it or not. I don't know. But he came out and said that. But here's the weird thing. Forever, the Epstein file was a MAGA. That was what they were talking about. They've been talking about it since day one. Bongino talks about it. Jones talks about it. Bannon talks about it on their podcast. They've been talking about it forever. Trump said if he's president, he's going to open the file and he's going to get transparency. I've never seen a story where it was so part of MAGA and then all of a sudden Donald Trump says we're done with it. We're done with it. I mean, what happened between late 2024 or early 2025 when the AG, Bondi, comes out and says it's on my desk. We're just waiting to put it out, and now it doesn't exist, she says. We've all been comfortable with Donald saying one thing and then doing another. All right. This is not uncommon at all, or that he projects to people. Like, I'm still waiting on his tax return. I'm still waiting on his health plan, which he started talking about from day one. He talks about him all the time. I'm going to bring it up, but it doesn't come out. But in this one, it's bizarre. But it got even more bizarre is that Donald Trump, who earlier this week said that the DOJ was no longer investigating the Epstein case, yesterday fired Maureen Comey. Yes, James Comey's daughter. But that's not why she was fired, and that's not why this is newsy. It's newsy because she was a Manhattan federal prosecutor who worked on the criminal cases against Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. So now you're sitting there. This is kind of like back in the Watergate days when Nixon had the Saturday Night Massacre and he fired all the press special counsels in one night. Just says, the heck with it. I'm going to look guilty, but I'd rather look guilty than have somebody find me guilty. Okay. You know, if you do something. So to me, this just has to mean that Trump doesn't care what it looks like anymore. He's getting frustrated because so many of his people are speaking out against him, which we'll talk about in a minute. But it's, you know, to me, it just leads you to one conclusion, that he's going to be damaged by that, by the list, and he doesn't want to come out, and it's not going to come out. That's the conclusion I'm going to reach. And I'll tell you, as a lawyer for something, if I'm going against the company and their lawyer says to me, my client has no money, so you don't want to sue him. You know, you'll sue him, you'll get a judgment, you won't get any money. I said, okay, I'm going to then send me their financial statements. Well, we're not going to do that. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to assume they've gotten money until you prove to me that they don't.
Correct.
So I'm going to assume Trump is doing the one thing Trump always does, which is protect himself first and leaving everybody else, including his children who were out there. Don Jr., what, tweeted the back in 2023.
Yep.
Let's see, where do I think I've got the name here somewhere. By the way, Alex Jones, when he heard it, started crying. Did you see that? Alex Jones, the guy who does all those, the podcasts and says all the school shootings are rigged.
He's
and
the worst.
Yeah, he's the worst. And he started crying when that was happening. Donald Trump Jr. authentically tweeted in July 2023, show us all the Epstein client list now. Why would anyone protect those scumbags? Ask yourselves this question daily, and the answer becomes very apparent. Donald Trump previously posted numerous times about Epstein on his ex account. For example, on June 15th, Don Jr. shared, you know who's not on the Epstein list? My father, because if he was, it would have leaked in about a half a second. That's a fact. I don't necessarily disagree with Don's conclusion there, that if Trump was on it, Trump has enough enemies, maybe somebody would have leaked it. Except for, I think there's so many people on that list that they're all afraid of it getting leaked, because they're and it's going to have their name on it as well. But this is just really, really bizarre to me, is this turnaround and how a lot of Trump's supporters are attacking him on this.
Yeah, I mean, MAGA's mad. There's no question about that. There's been a wedge driven.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
There has, and in fact, thanks to the New York Times, they gave me a scorecard. They have an article along with like headshots.
Thank you, New York Times.
Here are the Trump supporters whose viewpoint is the Justice Department's investigation was complete and no further action is necessary. Well, Attorney General Pam Bondi, of course, she had to bite the bullet after telling it was on her desk and then say it was never there.
No,
she did it though. You know, you got to do it sometimes. Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino, you know, he was one out there really selling it, but now he's backing down.
Yep.
Then, of course, there's FBI Director Kash Patel, and then there's President Trump. And then there's a Dinesh D'Souza. I guess I don't know who Dinesh D'Souza.
Very conservative, very right-wing.
Another guy. They've stuck with Trump. The ones that haven't is a much larger list. How about this viewpoint? The Trump administration is responsible for a perceived lack of transparency about the Epstein case. All right. There's a lot of names on here, but I'm going to just try to focus on that. There are some, obviously maybe some Democrats on here too, but it's Glenn Beck, big time Trump supporter back in the day. Then a bunch of Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, we mentioned before, Jack Posobiec, But he's a big MAGA guy. Jack, Representative Keith Self, Matt Walsh, Liz Wheeler, Charlie Kirk, Michael Flynn. I mean, these are guys that were in his administration and had completely drank Trump's Kool-Aid. I mean, they were into MAGA hook, line, and sinker, and they're all saying that they're criticizing him for perceived lack of transparency.
A lot of them very influential in media too.
Yes. Then viewpoint. Mr. Trump himself bears some share of the responsibility. This is pretty big. This is Roseanne Barr. No kidding. That's not surprising. Glenn Beck, Tucker Carlson, Mike Cernovich, Michael Flynn, Chad Prather, Elon Musk, Alex Jones. I mean, these are big name MAGA people that are saying Trump bears some responsibility for it. For instance, Wayne Allen Root, a conservative TV and radio host, posted an entreaty to just release the files preceded by hyperbolic praise. Trump did something great yesterday, but he still has to deal with Epstein. It's clear Epstein is not going away. Best 6 months for any president in history. Everything he's doing is fantastic. Why risk it all on this stupid file? Just release it. Well, that's a great question. I mean, I cannot see any other potential reason for this not being released than that Donald Trump perceives that if it's released, he's going to be damaged by it. I can't. And like I said, if I was talking to Donald Trump, I'd say, give me another reason. Then prove me wrong. Mm-hmm. Prove me wrong. What is your reason for doing it? And don't tell me that the list wasn't there, because there's people that have seen the list. Dershowitz has seen the list and has talked about it. And Dershowitz actually came out because he was defending Jeffrey Epstein, I think, in one of these cases. And he's seen the list. And he said, his statement was, there's no current politicians on that list. Well, if that's true, then that would include Trump. And so maybe there's some other reason. Maybe there's one of his kids was, I don't know what it was,
yeah.
But he's protecting somebody.
Yes, it could, doesn't have to necessarily hurt him. The files don't have to say Trump engaged in this behavior along with Jeffrey Epstein, but if it's somehow tied to people that can help him or people within his family, or somehow you can get the perception that he was a little bit too close to it, that he should have known and probably did know at least what was going on if he wasn't directly involved.
Yep.
That all hurts him to an extent. Well, absolutely it does.
And it's a different matter, but P. Diddy was basically acquitted of the most serious charges. But I think in that case, I think he was acquitted. I mean, I didn't follow that case that closely, but he was acquitted because the victims who testified also on cross-examination, they stayed with Diddy. They said they loved him. You know, it was convoluted whether they were forced to do it or not. And so obviously it has to be beyond a reasonable doubt. If they're hanging with him, I think a jury reasonably concluded that they did. I mean, in that case, he went to trial. I mean, he was at trial. Epstein never went to trial. Mm-hmm. Maxwell went to trial, and she was convicted of a jury. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she did go to trial, and she was helping him do it. So this is just a mystery to me, and it's not going to go away anytime soon, I don't think. But my guess is we'll never find out anything. I think when powerful people do stuff like this, they just get away with it. I mean, if you look at the whole Epstein case, and by the way, Ghislaine Maxwell is now appealing her conviction. And the reason she's appealing it was the prosecutor in Florida made a deal with Jeffrey Epstein, says if you cop to this, and this, we won't prosecute you or any of your cohorts on anything again. Now, whether that would apply to the later time, I don't know. But that's how Bill Cosby got out, because yep. they had promised him that if they gave him immunity, and then he fessed up, and then they prosecuted him for it. So he got out because they said, we won't prosecute you. And so that happened to Epstein back in 2008. I mean, that was a travesty. They could have nailed him right there, and they didn't. The state of Florida, and they let him go, and it got worse from there. So there's a lot of people here that are to blame, not the least of which seems to be Trump, given that he's at least blocked it from coming out. Let's see. What do we got coming up next? Ah, yes. Shane Gillis was hosting I don't know if you saw the promos for Shane Gillis when he was going to host the ESPYs. And Shane Gillis came out and he said, what could go wrong? Well, I think a lot went wrong, but not in a bad way. I mean, I think Shane Gillis might be in the Hall of Fame for monologues done at award ceremonies. We'll talk about that next here on 830 WCCO. Korzanowski in for Chad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.